L. Use Pepsodent twice a day. See your dentist twice a year. Again this week, Pepsodent is proud to entertain the men and women in our armed forces. Tonight, Pepsodent brings to Uncle Sam's flyers of the 1st Troop Carrier Command, stationed at the Sedalia Army Airfield, Knobnostra, Missouri, the Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope.
You stop beating that spam together. How do you do? How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob broadcasting for the Troop Carrier Command of the Sedalia Army Airfield near Kansas City, Missouri, Hope. Telling you boys to brush your teeth with Pepsodent. When you date the farmer's daughter, you'll be the Harry James of the corn. You'll always have a complete orchestra under your horn. Here we are in Missouri. I expected a big crowd at the railroad station to greet me, but I got off the train at Knobnostra and there wasn't any railroad station. Knobnostra, that town isn't big enough for two words. Before you get to Nostra, you're in Warrensburg. And then where are you? Great mule country around here. You know what a mule is? That's a Crosby horse whose ears got that way from being pulled across the finish line. I started to come down here on one of those Missouri mules, but he wouldn't budge, so I got off and tried to push him. I can't tell you what happened, but I became the first airborne civilian in history. But tonight we're broadcasting for the TCC. That's a gliding term, meaning start flapping the wings, Joe. The tow rope broke 3 hours ago. Yes, sir, these are the boys that tow the gliders. You know what a glider is. That's an orange crate that made good. And these gliders are really easy to handle. Yes, sir, you can land them on a dime and get 9 stitches changed. Sometimes these guys have to stop their gliders by hitting the trees with their wings. In fact, this is the only place I ever saw where the squirrels have GI haircuts. And I don't know whether or not these gliders are considered... I don't know whether these gliders are considered expendable, but this afternoon I saw a private down at the PX with one under each arm trying to trade him for a bottle of 3.2. I went up in one of those gliders today. I wasn't exactly scared, but the wings fell off and my pulse kept the plane in the air. Then they asked me to make like a paratrooper, and I showed plenty of spunk. In fact, I took on the whole crew before they shoved me out. I won't say these fellas fly low, but I jumped and started counting, but I only got as far as 3. I couldn't count any higher because of the dirt in my mouth. And today they took me on a tour of the base here, and I said to one sergeant, "Nice barracks, aren't they?" And he said, "Those aren't barracks, and quit talking so loud, you'll scare all the cows." The barracks here are made of tar paper, and I won't say the walls are flimsy, but after you roll out the dice inside, you have to go outside to see if you made your point.
No matter how many toothpastes you've tried, no matter how good a job you think your present brand is doing, change now to Pepsodent toothpaste. And in just 1 week, see if you don't find new brightness in your teeth, new sparkle in your smile. You see, Pepsodent, and only Pepsodent, contains Irium, the exclusive cleansing ingredient. And Pepsodent toothpaste with Irium removes the film that makes your teeth look dull. It loosens film and floats it away quickly, easily, safely. Because it removes film, Pepsodent toothpaste with Irium brings new brightness to your teeth. No wonder more people than ever before use Pepsodent toothpaste today. No wonder it's number one with the armed forces. So forget other brands you've tried. Change to Pepsodent toothpaste with Irium. And in just 1 week, see the difference. See if your teeth don't feel cleaner, look brighter. See how it uncovers the natural brilliance of your smile. Ask for refreshing Pepsodent toothpaste, because Pepsodent, and only Pepsodent, contains Irium.
Dear Miriam, sweet Miriam, now she's using Irium. Up and down the street, all the boys repeat and smile.
Thank you.
Sounds smart.
Thank you.
Don't go just be like Miriam, use Irium.
Got a date with an angel, got to meet her at seven. Got a date with an angel, I'm on my way to heaven. She's so lovely beside me, and whatever beside me. Got an angel to guide me, so I'm on my way to heaven. Soon the bells ring out, and the choir will sing out. When the pearly gates ring out, oh, she'll beckon to me. I've been waiting a lifetime for this evening of seven. Got a date with an angel. I'm on my way to heaven. I've been waiting a lifetime for this evening of seven. Got a date with an angel. I'm on my way to heaven.
Yes, sir. That was good old Skinny Ennis. Good old Skinny Ennis singing Got a Date with an Angel, and he looks like he's going to be on time.
You like my song, Bob?
I sure did. You know, Skinny, you have a lot in common with Sinatra.
What makes you think so?
Well, you both get your plasma from the same blood bank, don't you? But, Skin, isn't it a thrill to be here in Missouri, the home of Harry S. Truman, the man who became president of the United States?
I know, Bob, and he sure missed a great opportunity.
Missed a great opportunity?
Yeah. I came here to look for a new piano player for my band.
Oh, Skin, you're kidding.
No, he plays pretty good.
Yeah. That's pretty good in that White House, too.
Gee, Bob, this is our last show of the year, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, Skin, you ought to put on a little weight this summer. You remind me of these gliders.
How you mean, Bob?
Well, just look at you, all frame and no motor.
Hello, Bob.
Hello.
Hi,
well, Frances Langford, how are you, darling?
Just fine.
Say, what a dress. As usual, you're looking great.
Thanks, Bob. The same to you.
You mean as usual I'm looking great?
No, as usual you're looking.
Yeah. Well, I got a lot of fellow spectators out there, too. Say, that dress is new, isn't it?
Yes, Bob. It's the end of the season, and it's sort of a going-away dress.
Going away? It looks like part of it already went. But on you, it doesn't look good. Say, Frances... Being as this is the last show, don't you think I ought to get a little kiss?
Hey, how about me?
Okay, Skinner, just a second. I'd rather kiss Frances first, if you don't mind.
You know, Bob, I'm going to miss these boys now the season's over.
Yeah, but with all the traveling we've done, I bet you're glad it's over after spending 39 weeks on a train.
Yes, it'll be good to sit down for a change.
Well, you got to put a uniform on like I do, you know? Don't you think I look good as a wax, huh?
You know, it's been a wonderful year, hasn't it, Bob? You had a lot of fun playing in those golf matches with Bing Crosby to sell war bonds.
Yeah, but I'm through with Crosby, Francis, after that match in Chicago last week. He stole my golf bag, you know.
Why, Bob, that seems impossible. How do you know it was Crosby who took your golf bag?
Well, I went out to the racetrack next day, and one of his horses was eating out of it. They have those kind of noses, you know.
Oh,
those long...
what you mean. You and Bing You and Bing have really been hitting the fairways back east, haven't you?
Yes, Happy Hips and I have been putting on a lot of extra...
Oh,
well, I'm sorry I said that. Lard and I have been putting on... I'm sorry I said that. Crisco and I have been putting... I've been putting on a lot of exhibition golf matches of the PGA Rehabilitation Fund.
Well, how was Crosby for?
Not too bad. He was wearing his girdle.
Really? His own, or did you lend him one of your spares?
Francis, why do you always stand behind Crosby? Do you like him, or is it just because it's so shady back there? He burns coal, too, you know. A local joke, but we love it, don't we? You know, but it was very embarrassing playing with Bing. He kept trying to get plugs in for his new picture, The Great John L. He'd holler, "If I can lick any man in the crowd, then take his coat off."
What happened?
Nothing. They just stand there and laugh at his shirt.
Well, you shouldn't.
Tenants, you know.
Bob, you shouldn't talk that way. You know, Crosby is really a great person. He's almost an institution.
Yes, in the Smithsonian sort of way. But you're right, Francis. I shouldn't talk that way about Chubb. We've had a lot of laughs this season.
Say, by the way, Bob, what are you going to do this summer?
Well, the War Department is sending me over to Germany to put on my show for the troops that are still there.
Gee, that's very clever of them. Now those GIs will really be anxious to get to Japan.
You got relatives here?
Say, Bob, I hear you're going over by boat this time.
That's right, Skin.
Ain't you afraid of that Mal DeMeer?
What's Mal DeMeer, Skin?
Why, Bob, that just means...
Never mind, Francis. I want to see if Skin knows. What's Mal DeMeer, Skin?
See, this is what I've been telling you, Bob. If we had rehearsals, we could sit down and figure out this stuff.
On any shows for the Germans?
No, just for our boys over there. I'm not going to entertain any Germans at any time.
I don't see why not. They treated us inhumanly.
Francis, show me that line in the script. Just let me see.
Right there.
That's what I get for holding rehearsals in the top hat. Say, isn't that a dairy farm near here?
Bob, I guess it's about time to say au revoir.
Yeah, it's the last season, the show of the season. We better say goodbye, too.
Well.
I'm not going to read it again. It just stays that way. Wrong. You know how stubborn I am. I said it, and I'm glad.
Well, au revoir, Bob.
Au revoir?
Yeah.
What's that? What's that?
Well, that means this is the end, and friends.
Well, Francis, knob Nazi.
What does that mean?
That's the end of any language.
Solamente una vez. Amén. And you'll always be wrong.
I just want to start giving the credits. This is the last show. I want to say thanks to Albert Capstaff and Dick Davis for a fine production job, and also to Mickey Lusk, hope you get better, and little Helen Dale, and Charlie Norman there with the sound and the engineering. You want to cut in?
Go in, Bed. I just got to say a few words now and then. You don't mind.
Thank you very much.
You represent the man with the money. I know it. So go ahead.
Well, folks, despite years of faithful brushing, despite any other toothpaste you've tried, see if your teeth aren't noticeably brighter in just 1 week after you change to Pepsodent toothpaste. You see, Pepsodent toothpaste contains Irium, the exclusive cleansing ingredient. Pepsodent toothpaste with Irium removes the film that makes your teeth look dull. It loosens film and floats it away quickly, easily, safely. Brings new brilliance to your teeth. So forget other brands you've tried. Change to Pepsodent toothpaste. And in just 1 week, see the difference in the brightness of your teeth, the sparkle of your smile. Ask for refreshing Pepsodent toothpaste. Because Pepsodent, and only Pepsodent, contains Irium.
Dear Miriam, sweet Miriam, now she's using Irium. Up and down the street, all the boys we see so smile.
Thank you.
So smile.
Thank you.
No folks that see like Miriam, use Irium.
I'm just kidding, Chuck. Go ahead, tell you.
Well, folks, tonight we go off the air for the summer. It's been a great season visiting the Army camps and Navy bases across the country, and Bob and all of us have thoroughly enjoyed it. Okay. Yes, sir, as far as the GIs are concerned, Bob is another George Washington. First in war, first in peace, and the last to leave the mess hall. In fact, Bob has enjoyed this season so much, when he goes in for his daily physical checkup, he isn't... He isn't the least bit nervous.
No, I'm not nervous. I feel fine.
Now, just relax, Miss Hope. You'll wrinkle your straight jacket. Take it easy, Mr. Hope. I'll rub your forehead for you. Now, relax.
She's kidding. But don't bother about me. I feel great.
Now, here. Swallow this sleeping pill.
That big thing?
That's it. It'll help you. Now sleep, Mr. Hope. Sleep. Sleep and dream. Dream.
39 weeks in the air. Nothing but soldiers. Sailors. Soldiers to the right of me, Marines to the left of me, soldiers in front of me, sailors in back of me. What a crap game. Oh, this is so peaceful. My sponsor. 39 programs, coast to coast, NBC Network, rehearsals. Why didn't we have them? Programs, scripts, writers, Army camps, Navy bases, soldiers, sailors, Marines, Coast Guardsmen. Ah, the whack. Back to the dull stuff. Jokes, corn, eggs, spam. I gotta sleep. Gee, I must be gonna have a really big dream this time. Orson Welles is coming out to introduce it.
Bob Hope. Bob Hope.
Who said that?
Bob Hope, I am the voice of justice.
Justice? You mean you're the guy that put away my brother?
Yes. Now I'm after you, Bob Hope. I hereby pronounce you court-martialed.
Court-martialed? Me? No, that means they'll shoot me full of holes and let me lay there and bleed. They can't do that. I just put on clean pajamas. Besides, I thought you had to commit some crime against the armed forces to be court-martialed.
That's right, Bob Hope. On the 13th day of March, 1945, didn't you inflict the following jokes on the personnel of the Air Transport Command?
Well, I didn't think it was anything serious. Skinny and I became a couple of pilots, and we were flying our plane over the world's toughest transport route, China's aerial Burma Road, the hump. Skin, I can't take it anymore. I'm getting weak and dizzy. Sick at my stomach. Skin, I'm blacking out. You'll have to take over.
Okay, Bob. I'll finish the cigarette for you. There's the Chungking Airport. I'll call in. Pilot to control tower. Pilot to control tower.
Control tower to pilot. Control tower to pilot.
Pilot to control tower.
Control tower to pilot.
Pilot to control tower.
Not much of an ad-libber, is he? Hello, I'm Colonel Colonna.
Professor, you a colonel, I'm a gas.
A gas? Is that better than a PFC? All right, Hope, come on in.
It's so foggy, I can't see the field.
Don't worry, Hope. I see your plane, and I'll tell you what to do.
All right.
Nose down a little.
Over.
Now, right rudder.
Over.
Now, little off, son.
Over.
Under your prop.
Over.
Touch your throttle.
Over.
Now, give it more left rudder. That's right. Good. Now, let your wheels down.
Then we visited the Birmingham General Hospital at Van Nuys, California, where I was helping out on the staff as a doctor. Gee, this is my first day as a doctor. I wonder which of these cute nurses they'll assign me. I'll bet she's gorgeous with a figure like Betty Grable and a face like Hedy Lamarr. And...
Yo-ho, Mr. Holmes!
Well, it was a beautiful dream while it lasted. Whoa!
Now.
Yes, I'm a doctor. Don't I look spick and span?
I don't know about the spick, Mr. Hope, but you sure got enough span. Look.
Say, so you're a nurse, Miss Vane.
Oh, yes, and I just love working in a hospital, Mr. Hope. You know, this morning I kissed all the young doctors in the place.
Interns?
Oh, yes, one right after the other. I'm supposed to examine everyone who comes in here, Mr. Hope. Now, I'll just look in your eyes with this light.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'll look in your right ear.
There you are.
Hmm.
Well, Miss Vague, what do you see?
Your left ear.
You seem excited tonight, Miss Vague. What's the gleam in your eye?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I am a little flustered. You see, this afternoon, the sentry at the gate gave me a kiss.
The sentry gave you a kiss?
Yes. Then I gave him back his rifle.
Well, gee, you know, that's wonderful perfume you're wearing, Miss Vague. What's it called?
Open the cage door.
That perfume is called Open the Cage Door?
Yes, it brings out the beast. You see, I know all the old tricks.
Yeah, well, you should. You're one of them.
Oh, well, bless your heart, Mr. You know, I know we're traveling in the interest of the war effort, but tell me, is your trap necessary?
Enough of this silly dribble, Bob Hope. You're court-martialed. I hereby order that you face the firing...
No, wait. Let me finish. You see, Justice, next we went to Terminal Island, California. We did a sketch where I was an Oriental potentate.
O supreme ruler of the universe.
Yes.
O exalted one of the heavens.
Yes.
O brightest star in the skies.
Yes.
The great Indian faker awaits to entertain you.
Bring him on.
Hiya, Stinky.
Why, Colonna, what are you?
Hindu.
Well, all the doors are locked. How'd you get in?
Window.
You must be a magician. How about some tricks?
Kindu. I am Faker Colonna, mighty Maharaja, and now I'll show you some of my mystifying Indian magic, Hope. I'll take you for a trip on my magic carpet.
On your magic carpet? Fine, Colonna. Miss Vague, you can give us fighter protection on your broom.
Okay. Everybody on? That's fine. Now I'll say the magic words and we'll be on our merry way.
Let's go.
Abracadabra. 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 We'll take the bus.
I see you have a crystal ball, Swami.
Yes, I can look into my crystal ball and see everything that is going to happen. It's wonderful, wonderful.
It is, why?
I can keep 2 weeks ahead of Dick Tracy.
Stop.
Bob Hope, I've heard enough. You've employed your brains only to defeat justice, so you face the firing squad.
I've employed my brains to defeat justice, so I face the firing squad?
Yes, they're going to use a real bullet, even though you only used a blank. Here comes the firing squad now.
Oh, no. No, no, you can't have them shoot me. The Red Cross says I can't give any more blood for another 3 weeks.
No. All right, men. Ready?
No, no.
Aim?
No, I've got a gun. I'll shoot, too.
Fire! Fire! Well, we finished the season with a bang, did we?
Oh-ho!
And, ladies and gentlemen, do me a personal favor and listen to Herbert Marshall as the man called X. Pepsodent Summer Show, till I contact you next fall, will you? He's a swell guy, and it's a swell show. Want to thank Colonel Jerome B. McCauley, Lieutenant Colonel George A. Key, and Captain Sidney Einstein here at Sedalia Army Airfield. You know, this is our last broadcast tonight, as though you didn't know, but don't start celebrating. We'll be back in the fall. Isn't the contract a wonderful thing? We got them, you know, right where they want us. But I want to tell you, this last show of the season is always a tough one to take. In fact, right now, the lump in my throat is playing old anxiety. I guess it's just that I've gotten so fond of Miriam. But no kidding. It takes a lot of people and a lot of work to hang our Pepsodent string of Tuesday nights together. And I'd like to toss a bouquet to the rest of our happy slaves with individual posies for Al Schwartz, Norman Sullivan, Paul Lavin, Roger Price, Seth Kasseloff, Fred Fox, Ray Allen, and the boy that's been responsible for our fine tributes these past few years, Glenn Wheaton. Not to forget this wonderful cast that I've been associated with, all these wonderful people. Yes, sir, that's our mob, so send all complaints to them. And you know, folks, I had a dream last night. I had a dream that right after this last show, we drove way up into the mountains and spent all summer fishing, and every hour in the hour, I'd phone down and say, send up another mint julep, also 1,000 T-bone steaks and 1,000 pounds of butter to fry them in. Then I heard a voice and it said,
what's the matter, you crazy or something?
Yes, my dreams are getting lousier all the time. Anyway, folks, this summer we'll find all of us out doing our little job for the guys who have the big job of turning Japan into rubble, and the rubble in the VJ day. That isn't news to you because you've got a good hunk of the same job yourself. So thanks for every minute you spent with us this season. Our best to the best people on Earth, and see you next fall.
Good night.
Good night. Our program is going to be next Tuesday to Pepsodent's Great New Summer Show.